Lord's house. Thank you. Thank God for what we've already heard, what we've already felt. I can promise you one thing, whenever the Lord's working, the devil's going to do everything he can to hinder. And I don't want to give him any credit, and I said it to her the other day, but he's good at what he does. I thought Boyd was talking this morning, and it's good to hear even his testimony, but he's talking about out in the world, and people, they'll go to ball games and nightclubs and all of this, and they'll holler and squall and shout. Seems like we're living in a day where the church house is the quietest place there is. Amen. But it's good to be born again tonight. I quote it a lot, but I love that verse over in Psalms where it says how good and how pleasant that it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And you see, that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. They all come together, one mind and in one accord. Heard one man say, he said, well, he said, God can't work like that no more. Amen. My God ain't changed. He ain't changed one bit. He's the same now as he's always been. You look, and there are some occasions in the Word of God when he took a handful and fed a multitude. And there's one where he fed 4,000, and there's one where he fed 5. There's one where I believe it was 5 loaves, and then there's another, amen, was 7 loaves, and they took up different amounts when it was all over. But there was one thing that remained the same through both of that, and it was Jesus. Amen. Things may change in our life, but he's always a constant. Amen. Heard some say tonight how they had failed, and we're all going to fail. But when we fail, he's still the same. Still God. Amen. Are you glad that you're saved tonight? In the book, amen, of 2 Samuel, in chapter number 16, just one verse here that I'll read. It was before that we left this morning. The Lord laid this little old verse of scripture on my heart. But in verse number 1, amen, of chapter number 16, amen, of 2 Samuel. Amen. Verse number 1 says, and when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100, amen, of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. That's all that I'll read tonight. Amen. Appreciate, amen, the Word of God. If you study your Bible out, you'll find David was king, and his own son, his own flesh and blood, had rose up and had took the throne. Absalom had come into power by his deceit, by his ways, and he had took the throne, amen, away from David. I don't guess that you could say that he really took it, but David, just give it up. I believe tonight that if it had been anybody else, David wasn't scared. David was not a coward, but this was his own flesh and blood that had rose up against him. And David just kind of left. He got all of those that was with him, and he walked out of the palace. He left his throne, and he started off into the wilderness. And if you'll read, amen, the chapter before this, David was in a bad way. David was discouraged. Amen. Can you imagine? Amen. Amen. And maybe tonight there's some of us that have faced it. Amen. Your own family turns against you. Your own family don't want to have anything to do with you. Your own family has, amen, they have rose up, and everything that you worked hard for, now it's gone. David didn't even have time to take anything when he left. He just got off the throne and he walked out of the palace. The Bible said that David was barefoot and weeping. And if the Lord would help us tonight, I don't know how long that will be. I just want to lay a thought on your heart from here, amen, to there. From here to there. And here was David living in the palace. Life was good. And in a moment of time, life changed for David. In a small little span of time, life wasn't the same as it used to be. And listen, friend, I realize that the Lord is soon coming, but the journey from here to there is not always easy. When we're in the valley and we are in the storm and it feels like, amen, that we'll never reach the mountaintop, that journey's hard, ain't it? There's times when we gotta put in low gear and lock the hubs. Amen, you ain't gonna run. You ain't gonna run, go wide open. Oh, but it seems like it's just barely a crawl. Amen, seems like it's just barely getting one foot in front of the other. And I find it
amazing tonight. And I don't guess there's really no one individual to blame outside of the devil. Amen. But ain't it every time it seems like that God wants to bless and God wants to work? It don't take but just a minute. Amen. For the brakes to be put on. Amen. It seems like, amen, that a lot of times that our church services is much like a roller coaster. Amen. It's high and it's low. Amen. And I know tonight that there are times, brother, when we're not going to shout, we're not going to run. But I believe in my own life, amen, things could be different than what they are. But there's times we get so encumbered about with everything that's going on in our journey that we fail to see that the top of the hill is just inside. Me and Todd was talking the other day, and trouble comes, and amen, hard times come, and if we ain't careful, we'll ponder on them more than we do the good things of God, and get beat out of a blessing. Amen. We know tonight that the devil is a liar and the father of it. But so often we believe what he said. Amen. So often he'll come by, and us knowing God wants us to move, us know if all it is a hand raise, and we'll let the devil beat us out of blessing, amen, and out of serving God. Amen. Listen, it's a long journey from here to there. I thought about, amen, had a dear great-granddaddy by the name of James Burleson. Heard the brother talk about him the other day. Amen. And I've heard him talk about how he had stand at Price's Creek. Amen. And sang in his life. He was looking in the glory. Amen. Said that his face would shine when he had sang the praises unto the Lord. Amen. He got old and feeble. Amen. Swearing oxygen. I barely could get around. But Paul, I remember him sitting on the porch. Amen. And he sang, oh, and I'm growing old and feeble. Stand by me. Amen. The journey, amen, it brought him a long way. A whole lot of bumps in the road. Amen. But faith, hope in my soul. Amen. That it was worth it to go from here to there. Amen. To here was David, a barefoot and weeping. Amen. If you'll read there. Amen. His counselor by the name. Amen. Of Ahithophel. Amen. A good friend of David. Had turned his back on him. Amen. It fell away with the enemy. Have you been there? Amen. Amen. I've had friends in this walk of life. Amen. That I thought would stay with me. Amen. Through thick and thin. Amen. But I figured out. Amen. When I started preaching. Amen. I didn't have as many friends as I thought I did. Amen. You start living right. And you start doing right. Amen. And your friend group will thin out. I promise you that. Amen. Oh, but ain't you glad there's one? Amen. The Bible says that'll stick closer than a brother. Amen. When man walks off and leaves you on this journey. Amen. You may be barefoot and weeping. Amen. Feel like. Amen. It'll never end. I promise if we can just make it under the top of the hill, it'll all be worth it. Amen. The journey from here to there's hard. Heard one old man say, amen, that there's a boy and he's a coming home from war and he's a walking home and things had changed so much he didn't recognize where he was. And he asked, amen, an old man beside the road. He said, can you tell me the way home? He said, well, just keep going up the road, amen, until you get to the graveyard. He said, but I'm going to tell you, it's hard and it's rough and it's steep. Amen. From here to the graveyard. But how do you get past here? It's smooth sailing all the way. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. This life ain't no bed of roses. Amen. Trouble will come. All those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer. Amen. Persecution. Amen. Boy, it's rough. Amen. From here to the cemetery. But thank God out of there. She's smooth sailing. Amen. From here on out. Amen. Listen. I know from here to there is hard. Amen. But it'll be worth it. One day after a while. Amen. The old songwriter said it right, didn't he? It'll be worth it after all. All the trials when you get in glory. Amen. Amen. I promise you there's not a dear saint over there now. Hey, amen. It's thinking about all the hard times they had them do. You know what they're doing? Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. You know why they're praising Him? Because it was Him, amen, that brought them from here to there. It wasn't nothing they done. It's Him. Amen. It's Him that's going to get us over there. Amen. From here to there. Amen. Listen. And now I'm a looking through a glass darkly. I don't see it all yet of the powers of day. Amen. When this whole thing is laid off to the side. Oh, listen. Amen. Can I preach a little while? Amen. There's so many tonight. Amen. It's confused about things that's going on. I heard one man say one time that there'd be queers in heaven. And I tell you, amen, he took over there in the Bible where it said that there'd be two men in the bed, and one left and one taken. Amen. People can't even understand the Bible anymore. Amen. Can I tell you what that is? Amen. Well, right here, what you're looking at, there's two men. There's an inward man and an outward man. And this outward man is going to be laid off to the side. And this inward man is going to spend eternity in one place or the other. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. My flesh will be gone. Amen. This mortal man will put on immortality. Amen. This corruptible shall put on incorruption. And friend, we can rejoice. Amen. In our journey up from here to there. Cause there, it's worth it. Amen. Can you see David barefoot and weeping? Amen. Walking up the Mount of Olives. Thought he was walking up the mount. I believe before he stepped over the top, he could look back at Jerusalem. Back there where he was, where he used to be. And he realized things wasn't going to be the same from there on out. Lives were going to be lost. Battles were going to be fought. He realized that, I believe when he looked at the city, he thought, I may never make it back there again. Y'all hearing me? No doubt they sung in here tonight. Used to shout. Amen. Used to, amen, stand up and testify. Used to have the power of God. And it ain't that you kicked out and quit. Amen. But you're looking back at it tonight. Wondering if you'll ever get back there again. Amen. Wondering, amen, if you'll ever make it back. Amen. Where you used to be. We'll fast forward a little bit. Amen. It wasn't many days. Absalom was out of the way. And David stepped back into the throne room. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Life was hard on David here. Amen. But he got to make it back. Aren't you glad for the mercy and the keeping hand of God? He ought to kick me out a long time ago. He ought to, amen, swept me under the rug. Amen. A long time ago. But I'm glad, thank God, on this journey. Amen. We might lose things, but by the grace of God, He's able. He's able to help us get them back. Hey, so many. It's sad. It's sad in the same our day. I know churches used to be powerhouses. I mean, the power of God would fall and rest in them, and you go to them tonight, and they're dead. What's happened? People got caught up in the journey from here to there. It's so easy. I know homes, friend. Amen. I know homes of men and women. Amen. That would pray together, sing together, worship together, that are split up. Amen. Strung out, walked off and left it. Why? They got caught up in the journey from here to there. It would have been easy for David to have left the throne and said, it ain't worth it. Amen, it ain't worth it. Thank you, Lord. But can I tell you, there's a few around David. David, keep your head up. We'll get back here for too long. I told them in the prayer room, I thank God for the brethren. Amen. I know, brother, we're saved all through and by Him. But aren't you glad for those around you on this way from here to there? Amen. Listen, when you see a brother overtaken in a fall, or restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, unless thou also be tempted. Oh, you know what that means. Amen. Aaron, if you stumble from here to there, it's my job to help you. Amen. It's my job to hold you up and say, David, hey, Aaron, I know it's hard. Amen. But we'll make it by the grace of God. I know the road's rough. Amen. Sometimes in life, but keep your head up by the grace of God. The top of the hill is just inside. Amen. Was surrounded by brethren that loved him. He found out who his friends was. He found out who really loved him. When David walked out of the throne room, he was probably feeling awful lonely. You read it, friend. His Bible says he was barefoot and weeping, had his head covered. He was ashamed, didn't he want anybody to look at him? Amen. There ain't not even been some that had him picked up. And David just by the cut step. Saying, David, we were almost to the top. David, hold on, hold on. We'll make it up there. Amen. Can I tell you what was waiting on David at the top of the hill? The Bible said that when he got a little past the top, that means David had made it to the top and was about to break over the other side. There was one, the Bible said, that met him. That met him by the name of Ziba, that had everything David needed for his journey in the wilderness. That didn't mean that David walked back into the throne room, amen, just like that. There were still hard days in front of David, amen, but when David just made it to the top, there's enough there to hold him over until he could make it back home. Are y'all hearing me? That's all I'm trying to do tonight as a servant of God, is just bring you something to hold you over till the next time. Amen. We ain't glory yet. Brother, we still are contending with this flesh each and every day. Amen. And this is all we have. It's the only constant in the day we're in. And God help us if we can just make it to the top. I'm telling you, trouble will still come. Hard days will still come. But ain't it a joy to share it with the Lord? Ain't it a joy to share your troubles? Amen. With your brothers and your sisters. We're not in this way alone tonight. Amen. I'm glad for the prayers of God's people. I'm glad for the help of God's people. That helps us from here to there. I realize these days it's lonely. We can be surrounded by friends and still feel lonely. But it's good to know. It's good to know that these people love you. People praying for you on this way from here to there. Your heart might be broke tonight. I love you. You may be struggling, wondering if you'll ever get back where you was. Keep your head up, you will. By the grace of God, you will. But above me loving you, and above your brothers and your sisters loving you, there's one that has a love that goes far beyond our comprehension. There's one, amen, there's one that'll send the servant. Amen. There's one that'll send that great comforter. Amen. To comfort your heart when nobody else can. Ain't it amazing how death can come and hit our lives and hit our families? And men and women can come around and try to give us, amen, some good words of peace. But that's all it is, really, is words. That's all it is. We can be having hard days, troubling times. Amen. And it's good to have, amen, some comforting words. There's nobody that can comfort like He can. There's nobody that can give peace like He can. I read of a time where I'm almost done, bear with me. I read of a time where He put His disciples on a ship. Amen. And He said, amen. And He sent them off. And He went up and prayed. They got out on the middle of, amen, of hay. Amen, of the sea. And a storm come. Amen. Listen, it was a rough road up from here to there. Amen. But when the Lord got on the boat, it made all the difference. Amen. When the Lord was in the midst, amen, that them waves that had all of them so scared, they was all under His feet. Listen, friend, we, amen, are more than conquerors through Him. That tells me there's nothing, amen, that we face that He's not able to help us with from here to there. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen. Time's almost over. Bible tells us that there's a day of coming. Amen. And one will descend. Put one foot on the ocean. One foot on the dry ground. Raise His hand to glory. And declare time shall be no longer. Man, look at that a whole lot of ways. The only way I look at it, the Lord's a coming. The Lord's a coming. You've heard me say this before. They so much arguing over how and when and what's going to take place that they forgot one thing. He's a coming. And I don't want to get so caught up from here to there that I forget. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. We was talking about it in the prayer room about how time and Joe said that all we do is just race against time. That's it. They either ain't enough hours in the day or we want time to speed up. Amen. I promise you, amen, there's a day coming. It's all, amen, it's going to be it. Time's going to be over. Amen. And I'm glad, amen, I'm glad for here. But I'm looking forward to that. Amen. I'm glad for here. Amen. But this ain't where I belong. Amen. I'm just a passing through. I'm just a soldier on my way to there. Amen. Amen. Thank golly. Last year, amen, we went up in Ohio. Amen. Pennsylvania. And I'm one out. Amen. I like to stay at home. That's just how I am. And we come back down and we was headed to, amen, toward the house. Amen. And I got on 26 out there. Amen. On the other side of Knoxville. And the closer to the house, amen, the bigger them hills would get. Amen. And I was putting, amen, the pedal to the floor. Amen. Why? I was getting closer to home. But with a lesson, we can't afford to quit. Hey, we can't afford to lay down. I can almost see it. Amen. And make it out. I say, just hold on the road. Amen. By the grace of God, we'll get there tonight. Amen. Journey's hard, ain't it? At times from here to there. But it's worth it. It'll be worth it. Amen. I don't want to rush anything to you. I don't want to rush time. But I feel like John was over. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. I see the trouble. I see the turmoil. I see what's going on. And I want to say, Lord, just come on. Amen. Lord, just come on. Amen. I'd love to grow old in my life. I'd love to see my children grow up. Amen. But I lie, there's a longing in my soul. Amen. There's a desire within me. To be where He is. Amen. Amen. To get where He's at. That's all that matters. That's what I'm living for. That's what I'm striving for. Is to make it there. Amen. I'm done. Come on.